Hello everyone, welcome back to All Whack. Today, I had to really call myself out on a lot of the shit that I do. So, I thought since I called myself out, I will do that for you all today, but maybe, instead of me trying to attempt to call you out, maybe me calling myself out will help you call yourself out. Today I want to talk about saying versus doing. Now, I am a sayer versus a doer. Now, I say that I want to do things, and then I do some of them, or I kind of do some of them, or I just don't do them at all, and I don't like that. I would much rather, you know, say I'm gonna do something and then do it. So, you know, I encourage you to ask yourself, like, what are things that you've said you would do or you want to do, but you just haven't done yet? And really take a look at that. So if you, for me, a lot of mine, were traveling. Like, I always, in high school, if you knew me in high school and I talked to you at any point, I probably mentioned Australia. Even people I've met after high school, I've probably mentioned that I want to go to Australia at some point in my life. But here we are, 3 years after I've graduated high school, I still have not been to Australia nor made an attempt to go to Australia. And That really disappoints me, because I had been talking about it since maybe sophomore year, the end of sophomore year, beginning of junior year, you know, when we're all thinking about college. And I thought about, why go to school in America when I can definitely go to school in Australia? And I just didn't do that. But my reasoning for not going to school there is I didn't even want to go to school here, in the sense that I don't know what I want to do, so I don't want to waste my time and money getting a degree in something that I'll likely never use when I can have a job where I don't need a degree, you know. So that's why I didn't do the schooling, but, you know, I didn't have money to go, or the time off, because I have work, and Australia is a place I definitely would want to go for an extended period of time to explore. And I've just always been fascinated with the country in general, and even New Zealand. I would love to go do a Australia/New Zealand trip for a month if I am able to do that someday. That would be excellent. But I kind of thought about that, where I haven't been to Australia yet. What are other things that I've said I would do that I haven't done? And some things, you know, I may have said to other people, and some I may have not, but there are things that I want to do and I just haven't expressed that to other people. But so here's some statements for you. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Harry Potter World. I want to make music. I want to move out. I want to start a YouTube channel. I want to act. I want to volunteer. I want to be in the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I want to be happy. These are just some wants. Now, some of these things, like maybe two of these things, two or three of these things I've done. and that's kind of sad. Out of all the statements that I made, whether or not they're still true to me, they're still statements that I made that in the moment I wanted to do it and I had ideas for it. Like YouTube channel, for example, I had many, many ideas. I have a whole notebook filled with ideas of what I could do with a YouTube channel. And video ideas, and they're all planned out. I have my notes, I have books that I want to mention, or, you know, things that I did that I want to mention. But it's just sitting there. I haven't done it. Like how disappointed I am just cannot be expressed in words, because I know that I could do it. I have the means to do it. I have an iPhone that's it records video and audio, and it's not completely terrible. I have the technology. I have the technology to do these things. I just have yet to actually do them. In regards to a YouTube channel, wanting to move out, I could move out right now if I really wanted. The only thing that I have an issue with is if I did that, I'd be stuck. I'd be stuck with everything that I hate right now. I'd be stuck with maybe, working full time. That's not particularly my favorite. I can do it and it gets me money and that's great. And I can pay off my car. That's another thing kind of weighing me down right now, is I have that loan on my car, and that prevents me from being able to do things that I would really like to do. But I think in order to conquer the saying versus doing, is you have to have some sort of plan. You want the plan to fulfill your life in the most that you can. And the negatives that I'm looking at with my car is, I have this loan. I didn't really need a car. I had a car that worked fine. It functions. And that's all you can ask for. It gets me from point A to point B. But this, I'm trying to look at it as a more positive thing and not let it weigh me down. And that would be, this car that I have has pretty low miles on it, so I'll have it for a really long time. It's a really good car. It's reliable. Honda Civics. Yep, we all know. Reliable little sedans, those magnificent machines are. And so I'm trying to turn that into a little bit of a positive and, create a plan to pay that loan off. So that I can move out, or I can go to Australia and Harry Potter world and do all the things that I'd like to do, because those are the things that I would really like to do, and I feel like I'd get fulfillment from those activities, and the traveling and moving out. So another question I encourage you to ask yourself is, are you living like to fulfill? Are the things you're doing fulfilling your happiness or soul, or whatever it is that you're trying to feel and find and have a purpose for? Are the things that you want to do they coincide with that, and they fulfill whatever it is you're fulfilling? And when you look at the things that you want to do that you haven't done, are those things that you still want to do? Maybe you don't want to do them anymore. You've changed and you've moved on from that idea, and a new, better idea has filled its spot. Because that happens. And we change over time, Like my YouTube channel idea, that's just something that I had said that I wanted to do that I never did. And I don't know if I ever will, because I don't know if that's something that I want to do anymore. I might do it and make short films or, short little things for it, but it wouldn't be a consistent, I wouldn't consistently be putting videos up for the recognition or to become a YouTuber. It would mainly just be, this is just another creative outlet for me where I can put, just how I want to express myself creatively. And then, also ask yourself, with the things that you haven't done, are you disappointed that you haven't done these things? 'Cause I'm looking at my little list that I wrote here, and I'm disappointed at a couple of the things that I haven't done, because I thought, I thought I would have those things accomplished by now. And I feel a little bit sad that I haven't done those things. Now, I do plan those things I want to do. I plan for those in my future. It's not like I'm being like, oh, well, I'm disappointed I didn't do this. Time to move on to the next thing. It's like, no, I'm just disappointed that I had been talking about Australia, going there for so long, and I still haven't done it. And that's a disappointing thing to me. So when we express things that we want to do to other people, for me, I feel like when I start expressing that want to other people, I feel like when I do that, it's now planted in other people. Like I helped out Darla. We did her music video, and I ran into someone that I had known in high school, and he had asked me, hey, have you been to Australia yet? And I was like, oh shit, that's right. I forgot how much I used to talk about it. And I'm surprised that this person remembered. And I was glad though. I was like, dang, they remembered that. That's kind of cool. And I said, no, I haven't. And, I'm sad about that. You know, it is expensive to go there. It's a pretty expensive country. But, you know, also getting the time, because I wouldn't want to go for the weekend. They're almost a whole day ahead, you know, and I would want to go there for an extended amount of time to be able to explore Australia, not only Australia, but also New Zealand. So there's the planning aspect there, and life can kind of get in the way, but I would rather do the things I want to do than allow life to get in my way for those things that I want to do. And then when you express things to other people, you know, some people, and I admit I've said this before, where like you talk about skydiving or bungee jumping or, you know, an extreme, to me those are extreme things. But you talk about doing this extreme activity, and then, you know, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, like that'd be cool, but none of you are really serious about it, you know? So it's not a big deal that it hasn't been fulfilled, and you're not beating yourself up over not doing it. Unless that is one of the things that you want to do, and you're like, damn, I still haven't done this, what's wrong with me? But when it's something that seems extreme, people aren't usually surprised when you don't do it. Or, you know, they're not going to pester you and be like, oh, you haven't done this yet, when it seems like a simple thing, you know. But nobody takes those, like, oh, yeah, skydiving, that would be cool. That would be cool. Bungee jumping, yeah. Let's go do that, you know. But when it's something that you actually want to do, for some reason, we run away from that. We run away from wanting what we want. For example, with me, Australia, there have been times where before I bought my car, I totally could have taken a trip to Australia for 2 weeks. I could have done it, and it would have been a great, great trip, because I had the money and I had the time that I could do that. But I didn't. And you know, that's really upsetting to me. But I, for some reason, I just thought, you know, what if Australia is not what I thought it would be? You know, I started to doubt the want. And that's part of the saying aspect, holding you back from the doing aspect of your want. So when you're not doing what you want to do, like, what the hell are you doing? You know, and I had to ask myself that. I go, what the hell am I doing? I'm not doing what I want to do. I have this whole week off, and sure, I've done things that I wanted to do. I cleaned out a bunch of stuff and took things to Goodwill and Lucky Star, and I sold a ton of my books. And so I have accomplished some things that I wanted to get done, and I'm very happy about this. But I'm thinking too, like, there are other things that I also wanted to do that I haven't gotten to yet, and my week is almost up, and that's kind of terrifying, because then I'll have to go back to full-time work at a new job, which I am excited for. I think it'll be a good learning experience. But I don't want to run away from doing the things that I want to do and accomplishing things that I want to accomplish. I don't want to run away from that. So my goal is to pay off the car as soon as I can. And once that's done, I want to leave. I don't think I want to be here in Washington anymore. I think I want to learn more about myself, and I've heard from the minimalists, and I've heard from various YouTubers, and I've heard from many people that a good way to get to know yourself and really learn and grow is to either travel alone or move to a different place. And, you know, I think for me, the Pacific Northwest, while it is beautiful and there are still things I have not done here, there are things here that I don't desire to do. I don't have the desire to do. And I think for me, it would just be time to move on from that. And, you know, the PNW will always have a place in my soul and life, but I don't want that to be... That's a don't want. I don't want that to be my entire life. I want to explore, and I don't want to keep holding myself back. And dear listeners, I don't want you to hold yourselves back either. I want you guys to live it up and do the things that you want to do and go to the places you want to go and experience everything that life has to offer. So don't let your dreams be dreams and just do it. You are now safe from Shia LaBeouf. As we like to say at the end of Rocky, but I really encourage you all to kind of just think about the things you want to do and the things that you haven't done that you still want to do, and drive towards that and continue to persevere and not hold yourselves back, because being held back is one thing, but being held back by yourself is just a whole type of self-doubt that is hard to tap into and let go of. And I think that's something just I could work on with myself, and maybe you listening, you feel the same way. And we can get through this. We can do the things we want to do and not at the end of the road regret the things we didn't do. You know what I mean? So with that, I'm going to leave you guys with some thoughts and questions, and stay groovy. I'll catch you on the next one. And as always, I'm on Instagram at ZoinksItsJackie and the All Whack, or just All Whack podcast on Instagram. And Twitter is at ZoinksItsJackie. If you're into the socials and you go on it frequently, I try to stay updated and keep y'all updated on things. And I'd love to hear from you. What are your things that you want to do that you haven't done that maybe you're going to do soon. Maybe the plan is here and you're like, man, I'm doing it. It's exciting and I can't wait. And I'm excited for you. And I'm excited for the things that you will do, that you want to do. So with that, I'll catch you next time. Stay groovy. I know I ended it, but I'm back. And I just want to leave you guys with another little thing. One thing I did leave off the list was I want to start a podcast. So I wanted to do a podcast, and I had pre-recorded a ton of episodes. Okay, I maybe like 5, but I had pre-recorded episodes, and I kept waiting for the right time. I was like, when is the right time? Maybe now is not the right time. I don't know. And then one day, I was at work, I was bored as hell, and I uploaded my first episode of All Whack Podcast. And that got the momentum going. I was like, well, I'm in it now, and this is what I'm doing, and I'm in it, and let's go, let's do it. And then, I want to be in the Rocky Horror Picture Show cast. What I did is I went to a show, fell in love with all of it. I had already loved the movie. It's excellent. And I was like, I need to do that. And they needed people on their cast, and I had asked. And then I'm in it. I was in it. And then I was like, you know, I want to be Janet really badly. And I asked for it. So I guess my point here is, my last point is, just believe in yourself and believe in your dreams, no matter how big or how small. Because I wanted to start a podcast, and I just, one day I was like, you know what? Just do it. Just upload the episode, share it, invite people to like the page, follow people back, comment, you know, just be doing stuff. And that's exactly what I did. And I've built up a small following, and I appreciate every single one of you who has listened to any of my episodes. It really means a lot, because it's nice that it doesn't go completely unheard. It may not be the most popular podcast, but it is definitely there, and I appreciate every single listen. And I wouldn't have the ability to say this all now had I not just done it. I would still be contemplating when is the right time, and the right time is now. As soon as you think of it, that is the right time. And with Rocky, you don't get what you don't ask for. So I wanted to be Janet, and I asked for it, and I got to do it, and I'm going to get to do it again. It's very exciting. So I highly encourage you all to, no matter how big or small the desire is of the want, definitely go for it. Just, it's scary, but it's worth it. It's so worth it. So I highly encourage you to do it. Follow your dreams. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it. Just listen to Shia LaBeouf. He knows what he's talking about. Just for that. As weird as that video is, he nailed it. He nailed that one. So, all right. Now with that, I hope you all are going to call yourselves out now and be like, hey, self, let's do this. Because it's been on the list, but it hasn't been checked off. And I hope you all can check them off. And stay groovy while you're at it. I'll catch you next time.